Well, welcome back to the Cigar Box Guitar Builder. It is currently the 23rd of March, 2024, and without sounding too over the top, we're back. I probably should have some intro music here, but I'm just thinking let's just hit the ground running. I'm still in the process of organizing software to record on, and there's a few things going on. So it's going to be a fairly bare-assed episode today. I'll be talking to Darren McDonald, who is my co-admin from the Cigar Box Guitar Builder Facebook group. If you haven't had a chance to sign up to the group, please do so. It's a wonderful group of people who help each other build cigar box guitars, answer questions. It's a really, really positive thing. I'll talk more with Darren about that. You can hear Prince in the background still saying hello to everybody. If you want to check out what I'm doing, you can check out birdwoodguitars.com for a full list of the items that I build. And that's pretty much it. Otherwise, there's Instagram for Birdwood Guitars. We do have an Instagram for the Cigar Box Guitar Builder as well, which you are welcome to check out. It's all public. It's all open to the public. There's nothing private on there. And yeah, some really exciting stuff happening, some of which I might be able to talk about today, and some other things which are a little bit under my hat at the moment. So anyway, without further ado, we'll jump into this episode, which I've got no idea. I think we're in the 70s, upper 70s, maybe 79. We could be close to 80 episodes now. So this is the first episode for the year, and really excited about jumping back into it with both feet and hitting the ground running. So let's go. Okay, we're resuming and we're back off and running. Darren's having a big sip of his coffee. I'm doing the same. And Darren's at his place. I'm at my place, which isn't actually too far from each other, as some of you might know. Otherwise, if you don't know, it doesn't really matter. What's going on, Daz?
I feel buggered.
Yeah.
Tired.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I've just come off the tail. I'm just on the tail end of a COVID trip. So my voice and my breath is going to sound a little labored and a little bit messed up, but not much fun.
Touch wood.
Yeah.
I've never had COVID.
Tap on some wood, mate. It's not much fun. Yeah, but you never leave the house.
Yeah.
You're shut in.
I want to leave my house.
Yeah. I don't want to go. Welcome back, people. As I mentioned in the little intro, the crappy intro that I just did, it is the Cigar Box Guitar Builder, and we are back for 2024. It's exciting. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just typing in my password for Facebook, because believe it or not, I don't have Facebook set up on my iPad, and I've got the iPad all here and ready and raring to go. No, don't track me. All right. There's no sense of tracking anybody. First thing I've come up with. So what are we doing today, Daz? I think we're going to talk mostly about the group, because you, like me, must be completely shocked and like completely blown away with how this tiny little group that I started in 2016 has basically exploded over the last year. And in no small way, you know, big thanks goes to you as well. You know, a lot of people don't actually realize how much work you actually put into sitting on your ass and pressing some buttons a couple of times a day.
But I run the whole group.
Yeah. What?
It's not really your group, it's mine.
It's mine. Mate, I'm just...
Assumption is 9/10 of the law.
Mate, I'm just beyond happy with it. Really, I kept this goddamn lamp. You can see this lamp. It is just driving me nuts.
Yeah, I can see it.
Christ almighty. Oh, yeah. I still feel like garbage. Anyway, yeah. And the very first thing I've come up with is Cuban Kazik. I just opened up my Facebook because I don't have it on my iPad, usually because I take the iPad to work, but I've now got a new computer for work, so now I can have my iPad and have Facebook back on it. And he's got, I believe he, Cuban Kazik. Would you say, I just wanted to test if the chords from the guitar fit exactly on the Cigar Box Guitar, and I tested it on my favorite old song, and it works. He's got big smiley faces. That's so good. And he's done San Francisco. He's used the chords He's got G, C, E minor. He's got some numbers next to them, which he's too clever for me because I've got no idea what the numbers are. But if you're going to San Francisco, hang on. What's he got? He's got E minor. Where's E minor? What's he got E minor there? Where have we got? Oh, that's one of the ones I finished today. Where's E? E's here. E here. If you're C, going to San Francisco, hey, be sure to wear some flowers in your head. Hey, he's got it. That's so cool. Oh, I love that. How good's that, Dazza? Not my playing, but it's...
Yeah, I was going to say, playing is, you know, next to work.
He's got E minor there. That's too technical for me. He's got to move another finger.
How do you play E minor?
On an acoustic guitar, it's like an E, but it's minor. It's a little one. It's not 18 yet. It's not 18 yet. I think it's the 9th fret. If you tune G, D, G, E is on the 9th fret. But E minor, I think it...
E minor, I just play E.
I just play E. I just do the same thing, yeah. Yeah, for absolutely. But I love this. That I don't know if it's just my feed, but, man, we've got 4,500 members. We've actually gone over that. We've now got more than 4,500 members. So thanks, Cuban. For putting that music there, and he's photographed, written it all out and photographed it, and it looks great. It looks really, really good. And, but I'm just looking up here for, oh my God, Dazza, 4,600 members. 4,600 members, man. That's unbelievable. So thank you, everybody who's joined the group. It's, I'm just sitting here looking. It's actually 4,598 members. It's lying to us. It's lying to us. We need two more members. Come on, guys. Two more members. Let's see if we can get those two members while we're recording this podcast, which is not live, by the way.
I'll try and get some people to join.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at this guitar that's come up, the one that you posted as the group photo. That's it. Now, who was it? What was the name of the gentleman whose guitar that is? Do you remember?
Let me go now.
Because I can't remember if you did a post celebrating the builder. He's got a skull. He's got a skull volume cap. I've got to say it, man. It's a slab of, if you guys aren't looking at this at the moment, that's okay. You know, and if you're looking at this in the future when the picture's changed, it's a slab of what looks like driftwood with this mega groovy, gnarly knots all across it, really deep kind of grain separation, and you know, and it's kind of been colored this awesome dark chocolatey brown into blacks and things like that. And he's got a, looks like an oak, could be oak or, you know, celery, whatever, fretboard on it with these cool striations, like dark striations on it, which is really cool. And I think it's fretless. I think it looks like a fretless instrument. But it's very reminiscent of,
Jason Mills.
Jason Mills, that's it, yeah. So Jason, killer build, man, absolutely killer build.
I don't think he actually made it.
Because
he got under it, because when I say congratulations, Jason and that, he sent me a video link.
Oh, okay.
With another bloke, Larry McCray.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if it's Larry's, well, thank you for sharing it. And Larry McCray, if you're listening to this and you're not a member of the Cigar Box Guitar Builder group, then come on over and sign up. It'd be lovely to have you. And if there was no comments underneath it or anything like that from the builder, so all right, okay, that's cool. It's a killer guitar. I got to tell you what it reminds me of. It actually reminds me of a builder who has since passed away a couple of years ago, and I wish I had had a chance to have a chat with the builder, and it was Swamp Witch Guitars, and he used to build these crazy-ass kind of rectangular-bodied, solid-body-style fretless instruments, and I absolutely loved it. I remember building one when I first started out, when I probably a couple of years into my building. I built one which was totally inspired by what he'd done. And I remember selling it. I actually sold it at Lura Markets, where I think I first met you. And years and years and years and years ago, yeah, I sold it at Lura Markets. I'm positive of it. And it was a killer guitar. It was just so much fun. But yeah, it's very, very reminiscent of a Swamp Witch instrument. Guys, if you haven't had a chance to check out Swamp Witch guitars, I know he has passed away, but his YouTube channel is still up and running. And as I suppose everything is with the internet now, once you're up on the internet, you're there for life and beyond. So with all respect, pop over and go and check out Swamp Witch guitars if you want to look at something really cool. Anyway. So, what's going on in your neck of the woods, Dazza?
Oh, not much. Just, busy working. I've made a couple of slides.
Yeah, what do you got? Oh, bottlenecks. Nice. Oh, cool.
I've had some Canadian clubs this week.
Yeah. Well, I'm not as adventurous as you with the booze, but I got those too. So I got a couple of balsamic vinegar and red wine vinegar bottles, and I reckon they are gonna.
I've got a few of them.
That's gonna be awesome. But I want to take the top off it. You know the top bit where the cap screws on. I want to get rid of that bulgy bit because it's more than long enough for a 3-string cigar slide.
Mm.
Yeah, it's.
I keep waiting for them to come along while we finish them.
Oh, fudge.
And
sorry, I just bashed my knee.
What?
You know how you hit yourself so hard that you nearly throw up? I just did that with my knee on my workbench.
Never had that problem.
Oh, agony. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Yes, you did. That's it. I'm leaving the group.
Broken kneecap. Sorry.
How did you do
it? I just sat down and I'm sitting on a stool and I just bashed the crossbeam on my workbench with my knee. Anyway. Anyway, that's okay. Sorry. Please continue.
I don't know if I can.
Have you forgotten where you were?
Yes, well, I was going to say this. I think this is my favourite slide.
Yep.
But the problem I have is cutting.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I keep getting all these chips out of them.
Yeah.
And
what are you cutting with?
Well, I have a glass cutter on my Dremel.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't tried that.
And that, yeah, you get a lot of chips out of it with that.
Yeah.
And I've also got a hand glass cutter.
Yeah.
Which,
I usually use the hand glass cutters and use the icy water, boiling water trick. But
yeah.
I use
hot water and cold.
The problem is, though, that half the time they shatter in half. Yeah.
Yeah, like that happened yesterday.
Mm.
But it sort of worked out pretty good because once I put it on my pinky,
yeah,
it bends in.
Yeah.
So
you're a pinky player, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a ring finger player. So I've tried using pinky, and I just recently went down to OC Music Windsor, where you can find a lovely selection of Birdwood Cigar Box guitars. And sorry, self-plug. And I got a beautiful acoustic 6-string acoustic guitar, and it's attached at the 12th fret to the body. So using your ring finger to play slide on it, if you want to get up to that 12th, that harmonic, you kind of got to put your hand over the top of the fretboard to kind of get that slide up there nice and straight. But that's all right. It's cool. It's a beautiful little guitar. It's a
pinky.
Well, to be honest with you, I've tried pinky slides and things like that. I think your hands are smaller than mine.
Don't go back.
Hang on, put your hand up. I think you've got smaller. You might have smaller hands than me. I've got a nice, really nice slide that I got from Gladesville Music that got posted out to me. It's an Ariel Posen slide. It's one of those ones that's kind of it's curved over at the top, but like it's round. It's like a, one of those medicine things, you know, the tube, test tube. They're like a test tube down the bottom that quite, but it's made out of copper or made out of brass, but it's too small for me. So I'm thinking I might bring it over and see if you like it. So I might give it to you because I never use it. I'm actually going to go back talking slides. Wow. This is conversation varied. This is what we do, peeps. I'm actually going to go back. I'm really intrigued and I want to go back and get my slide that I got from Shane Spiel. It's basically, I can't remember the name of the artist who it's inspired from, but it's basically, it's a solid brass length, which has a kink. If you get your, put it this way. If you get your finger, right, your index finger on your right hand, and if you're a left-handed player, if you put it in right in the crook of where your pinky finger and your ring finger meet up at your hand, there's kind of like an indent there, right, to make it comfortable, and then it's like holding a pocket knife like that. There you go, like that. So you actually kind of hold it. You hold it like this, and you play it.
Hang on, I'll show you what I mean.
Yes, guitar. So just showing Darren. This is wonderful radio. So, you kind of play it like that. And so it's not like a slide in the traditional sense. It's actually more like a pocket knife.
And that's the idea. It basically
fits in your hand like a small pocket knife would. You know, a lot of the players used to play slide with a pocket knife. So Shane's got them on the website over at CB Giddy. And he used to have them on his own web store. I think Shane, I'm destined to speak to Shane at some point in time, hopefully in the near future. But every time I get a chance to speak with him, something comes up, whether it's him or me or whatever it's been. So it's just one of those funny things. But his website, I don't think he's using his website anymore. I think he's selling through CB Giddy now. But those slides are just killer. And I can't remember Elmore James slide or something like that. Anyway, you won't miss it. Like it'll kind of go, oh, that's it. That's right there. But that's a killer slide. Sorry. I probably totally digressed from what we were actually talking about, which was the group. But I suppose that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
David Nicol actually put up a really have you seen the post that David Nicol put up today? It says SL times 0.943274031. He says it's strange, but that's probably the most important number in music. And yet, ... nobody seems to know what it is. And there's so far it's been 19 comments on it. It was 5 hours ago. There's already 19 comments and 565 posts reached. So he's had a good run on this one. Some of the comments are really funny. He's string length times a factor. Please explain. Malcolm Mitchell says, nah, got me. Willie McCoy says, what happened to the no rules? He's talking David Whitty actually cleverly said SL equals scale length, and it's the formula for calculating fret distance. But I think the comment by Mick Verko is one of Mick Verko is also one of our moderators, guys, and and Mick Verko said, most people prefer to just use a fret calculator. You start talking mathematical formulas and people's eyes gloss over while they just think about building their CBG and belting out some blues. I just thought, yeah, that's about right. I said, amen, brother. And he said back to me, not that there's anything wrong with adding a bit of precision and skilled luthery to CBGs, but it's how I see most builders' thinking works. And I think, you know what, mate? I think he's exactly right. Don't give me the maths, just give me the rule. How do you measure your fret length?
Don't know.
You know?
I just copied the neck on my guitar.
Okay. Yeah. I think a lot of people do that.
Well, originally when I leave, when I first started making it,
yeah,
I copied this.
Oh yeah, the little cardboard box Aldi special, the $29 cigar box guitar.
Yeah, and like I copied the scale length on that, and yeah, then I made it bigger and copied a guitar.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
I don't have any other.
Yeah, I think when I first started out, When I first started, well, I mean, I first started out, I mean, people who've known the show for a while know my beginnings, but I started building an electric guitar. That was my first introduction. I built two electric guitars before starting Cigar Box Guitars. So my introduction to using, to doing the, my first set of frets was actually a template that I got, a big full-size one-to-one Stratocaster template that I had. And I remember folding that page over using the neck markings and doing similar kind of things. So in a way, it's similar to what you were doing, but I was just doing it off a piece of paper. And then once I started building Cigar Box guitars, and I think I did that again for the second guitar that I built as well. And then the next thing that I ended up doing was ordering a fret template from CB Giddy, which funnily enough, have a look at this. I found it. I dug it out. Look at this. it's all red. Look, I can see you through the holes in it. Yeah.
I might have to get you to photocopy it for me.
Go buy one, you slack ass. But mostly, well, I don't know how accurate it is now because it's all bent and it's literally held together by the barest of pieces of card that's just holding this thing together. CB Giddy Crafter Supplies. Yeah. And it's good, actually. It's like, I think a lot of businesses are now doing it. Like, you know, probably, well, most of the big three have probably got their own versions of it. But this is mine. This is my CB Giddy fret calculator, fret template. But now they've got all these cool kind of plastic, you know, the plastic ones with the little lines. You can put the plastic on and draw the lines yourself. That looks good. I'm tempted to order one of their fret cutting jigs with the saw, because my saw's just,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I usually use, like most people use, what do you call these, a set square? I think these are set squares, aren't they? I use the set squares.
Is that?
Yeah.
I thought it was a sliding.
Sliding square. All right. Yeah, sliding square. And, yeah, well, it does slide. So I usually just put that on the neck and cut along the side of it. But I think the problem with that is that you blunt in the side, you blunt in the sides of the saw blade. But I mean, I've been doing that since day dot. That's always how I've done them. Unless I've done six string guitar necks, which have got the angle, and then I use one of these to set the angle on the neck, tighten it. For those people who don't know what I'm talking about, it's like a ruler that I don't know if you call this. It bends. It's like a set square that bends at an angle. So I don't know. So I've done that with the electric guitar.
Yeah, I eventually ended up making this.
Oh, yep.
Up for me template.
Yep. So for people who are looking, Darren's got a length of oak and he's burnt or drawn on the fret markings on the side of it. So he's using that. So it's basically a fret ruler. I've done exactly the same thing, but on my steel ruler. Don't know if you can see that. So you can see the green tape there and it's got the markings. And I've used that and it's almost getting to a point in time now where I've got to take the tape off this one and put some fresh tape on. And I just mark that. Again, I'll just do the same thing with that. The thing I like about this, because it's...
I put it on timber.
Sorry?
That's why I put it on timber.
I'd be too...
You have to use tape.
I'd be too tempted to use it as a fretboard.
I probably could.
Yeah?
The only thing is it's too thin.
Yeah. Well, it's good if it's thin, I suppose. So it just...
be a diddly bow, won't
it? But going through all of the posts from today, Jed Webster, Jed or Ged? Ged, it must be Ged, G-E-D, so Ged Webster. Hi, all, I've just joined. This is my latest build made from parts from a very old storage box, and it is beautiful. Have you seen that? He's got a YouTube channel there as well, and that is gorgeous. Although his bridge idea is, it is a beautiful bike, but have a look at the bridge. See where the strings are coming out? That
yeah, fine.
Through it. It's like it's not going over the top. It's actually through it. That is really interesting. Like, sorry, for people who are listening, the bridge on this is like a length of oak or something like that. But instead of the strings going over the top of it, there's three holes cut, drilled through the middle of the piece of timber, and there's still downward force. You can see there's still downward force on it. And it looks like there's two, because it's only one picture. But there, look, there's a YouTube channel. So if you're on the group, look up GED Webster, WEBSTE. That's a really interesting bridge. And I think he's made his own pickup. See that?
Yeah.
That is very, see, guys, ingenuity, man. That is so cool. That is so cool. But literally, we could just run this podcast based on everybody else in the group and not have to worry about what we're doing because everyone else is so bloody talented. Gary Thorne, he's got a guitar that's going to put. That's a nice box. La Gloria Cubana. That's pretty. You see that? Sorry. And this is basically what I get to do is basically just pour over all of the awesome ideas on this group and check out Rob Porras. Has a beautiful looking guitar there. That's a Padron box. He's got a black hardware on it. Big sound hole, big round sound holes, like Del Puckett style. Man, so what's Del Puckett doing, man? Fair dinkum.
What's he doing?
Have you been watching what he's been up to?
No.
He's freaking killing.
Seen him.
Oh, Joe, you got to watch him on the YouTubes, man. He's just, and he's prolific. He's doing like 3 or 4 videos a week. And they're all, he's so funny. He's so funny. I've got to interview him, man. We have to interview him. We have to interview him for this, for the channel. It's just amazing what he's doing. And he's doing, what did he do? His last video that he did was actually recycled floorboards, not floorboards, recycled laminate. So he's actually sliced up heaps of laminate. Now he's actually from a church. They were redoing the floor and there was a heap of leftovers. So he grabbed all the leftovers. And I think he's made like 5 or 6 CBGs just using this laminate timber for the boxes and even for the fretboard. But he said it was really sharp though, like on the edges when he cut it. It's actually because it's laminate on the top and then the timber underneath. Mm. Absolutely brilliant, man. Brilliant. Yeah, no, you got to go and check out Del Puckett. See what he's doing, man. He's just...
Yeah, he sent me a friend request.
No, aren't you bloody hoity-toity? Did you say yes? Yes, Lord Dell?
Yeah. I got rid of you when you put Dale Puckett on my friend.
Well, you must have hit your 5,000 friends. You had to drop down to 4,999, and then because you can't have more than 5,000 friends. Yeah. Now I was going to say something then, but I didn't. I didn't say anything then, see? Oh, okay. All right. Here's another guy. This guy actually floors me, and I know him personally. And it's Pete Vivas from Buzzard Guitars. And Pete makes the most amazingly beautiful, stunning, incredible instruments. Like, they are just absolutely amazing. So go and do yourselves I sound like Molly Meldrum. Go and do yourselves a favor. Yeah, well, go and check out Buzzard Guitars. That's the one with the. Is that a bicycle hub? That's a bicycle hub. It's a guard. It's the chain guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's used a chain guard as the cone cover, resonator cover, and he's got a resonator in there, like a proper resonator, full on proper resonator by the looks of it, and it's a 4-string, and he's recessed down some Diamond style, like Filtertron type style pickups on those. He's incredible. And you know what? And he's the nicest guy. When I started doing markets, I may have mentioned this about him a few times. And as I said, I'm trying to get back in contact with him because I was meant to interview him for the podcast and then the podcast wheels fell off because I was having trouble trying to figure out how to actually launch it and do it. But when I first started doing markets up here in the Blue Mountains, there were a couple of builders up here at the time, and he was one of the only guys who would come up during the market and actually spend time and actually have a chat. He knew I was a beginner, pretty much a beginner. Excuse me. And he was the nicest guy. And he would give tips. He would give you, like, he would give me ideas and make suggestions on builds. Like, he wouldn't go through it. There was another builder up here that would basically just come over, visit the stall, and then just tear my guitars to pieces, right? And he'd walk away, and I would feel just demoralized, absolutely demoralized. Like, he just made you feel like shit. But Pete would come up, and when Pete left, you would be more knowledgeable about what you were doing, and you would still feel good about what you had done. You know what I mean? And he's just so, you know, I've got big kudos to Pete Vivas, man, and Buzzard Guitars, because he's just bloody brilliant. He's a brilliant builder, and he's just a super, super nice guy. And not to mention, when he was moving house, this is about eight years ago, he gave me a shit ton of timber, absolute pile of timber when he was leaving. He said, oh, I can't take it all with me. And yeah, I ended up with all of this timber, some of which I've still got. I've still got a lot of this timber here. And I'm just a lazy bugger because I just don't like milling stuff. So I hate milling timber. It's my least favorite thing. But now, can we talk about the white elephant in the room?
I haven't got enough.
Yes, you do. It's down in your work shed at the moment. So what are you building at the moment that's driving you to distraction?
Everything. What do you mean working? I haven't built a guitar since I built yours.
No, that's not true, because you're still building a guitar. So how long's this guitar been in production for? Do you want to tell everyone what it is first before you continue?
Well, I didn't want to talk about it.
I do. I want to talk about it. He's just getting up and going over to get it at the moment. Excellent radio.
Shit.
It's excellent radio.
All right. Is, I decided to copy a Fender Acoustasonic.
Yep.
So I was too cheap to go and buy one.
Which you probably should have.
Probably should have. But, yeah, I'm a cheap person. So I decided to build one myself.
Yeah.
I thought, how hard could it really be?
And 8 months later? Yeah.
Probably about halfway through last year.
You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to spend one weekend and you'll finish the whole thing. I reckon. I reckon you.
I just got to get past the putting the front on.
Putting the what on? Oh, the front. Yeah. So just to let you guys know, what you've got there, I'm looking at it right now, right? And what he's got is a recessed top, and so you've got your Telecaster style body, and then running around the inside on the top, there is a recess that goes around, and you've hollowed out the inside of it. Inside of the timber. It's made from barn wood, if we say barn wood, I suppose that's okay. And then is that camphor laurel? Is it camphor laurel on the top? It looks like it.
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, that's cool.
I just pulled apart a pallet.
Right, okay. All right, so it could be oak, it could be camphor laurel, it could be anything. It's usually offcuts and stuff, but
made out of Oregon.
Yeah.
The back is Oregon. And the front was pallet stuff.
And it is the most beautiful thing. It's absolutely gorgeous. You've got a six string strat neck, which you've got in there, you know, with the help of templates and stuff like that. But so where you're struggling though is thinking about how to put the top on properly and filling in around that recess, because it's not perfect, right?
Yeah.
And that's the part I think you're overthinking. I think you're well overthinking it, because I think once you're happy with all the electrical stuff that's in it, I think just gluing it down and just glue it down and go for it, you know, at the end of the day, because you could sit there for the next 4 years thinking it over and never finish it, or just knuckle down and just go for it. It's going to look beautiful, man. It's going to look beautiful. So what I'm trying to do, people, is persuade Darren to actually, because Darren builds Cigar Box guitars for himself and builds guitars for himself. He's not actually building anything for sale. And I'm trying to suggest to Darren that Grumpy's guitars, you should start selling a couple now and again on, you know. But I think they're all your babies though, aren't you? You love them all. He loves them all too much.
Well, you know, like, it's just so many mistakes as I've made them.
Yeah? So?
I just don't want it to come back and bite me in the ass.
But if you never do, you never will. They're a Cigar Box guitar, man, you know, and you build it. And see, Darren builds guitars that I'm talking to the listeners, not you, because otherwise I'd be saying you build. Darren builds guitars basically using just old cast-off timber, like seriously, like pallet timber and housing, just leftover stuff from housing and all that sort of stuff, and just all the bits and pieces and stuff that people are throwing out. He's got an awesome selection of just all this crazy-ass stuff. And you're very talented, man. He's even built his own shed. Like, he built his own shed. He won't build one for me, rude bugger.
Yeah, you won't pay me.
Pay you? I build Cigar Box guitars. Do you think I've got money, you madman? I'm trying to suggest that he actually start selling some of his things that he built, because they're very, very... I own three of your guitars, man, and I absolutely love them to death. They're bloody brilliant.
Three?
It's three of them.
And you still haven't paid me for them yet.
Pay you for them? I let you talk to me. I allow you to converse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, you've got three of mine, two of yours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the opening of the friendship, was the first guitar. That allowed you into the inner sanctum that is my world. I'm so full of bullshit. All right. Well, on that note, well, what's been really cool? So what have we learned today? We've got some incredibly talented people on our Facebook group. And just if you're not a member of the Facebook group, go and jump on board, be a member. The Cigar Box Guitar Builder on Facebook, just type that in and you'll find us. I'm just going to do a refresh, see if we got any more. Nah, we're still sitting on 4,598. Sorry? What was that?
I've been giving permission for people to comment on the site.
Yeah, yeah. Look, as far as the group's concerned, boys and girls, if you're joining the group, please make sure that you've got some stuff on your profile that we can see so that we can make sure that you're a real person. The only issue that we've got as far as administration side of things is concerned, if we see people's profiles that you can't see people, you can't see any interest in music at all, there's a lot of political stuff or cryptocurrency or any of that sort of stuff, I'm basically just banning anything that I see that has anything to do with that. My most important job as an admin, and I'm sure Darren feels the same way, is to protect the people using the group. I don't want people using the group to have issues with fraud or spam and all that sort of stuff, because there's just a lot of people out there in the world, unfortunately, who are just enormous time wasters and need to get a life. So if you are on the group and you have been knocked back for putting a post up, have a look at your profile and otherwise get in contact with me or Darren directly and say, hey, look, you know, I've got a private profile, but I would like to post a comment or make my first post, and we will help you out, okay? But if you have a completely blank profile, because of privacy reasons, it can sometimes go against you, and we will knock it back. I am going to say that we are going to knock back profiles that don't have any relevant information. Otherwise, because we just think they're bots, and that's the thing. And our group's very important, and we just want to make sure that everybody in the group is safe and respectful, and we don't have to worry about people being respectful, mate, because our group's goddamn amazing. Excuse my French. Everybody, it's incredible. So anyway, I think that'll do us today, Dazza. That's a nice way to kind of kick this off. Interviews coming up. Okay, there's a few things going on. We may very shortly have a sponsor for the podcast and even the YouTube channel as well. I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to go into details about anything at the moment, but there has been some talk and we might end up with a sponsor for this, which will allow me to hopefully afford to keep this going. The main reason for that is that the podcast cost me $350 a year in publishing and hosting fees and even just using a studio. So I've had to look into ways that I can continue to do this and afford to be able to do it, because $350 is a hell of a lot of money. So that's going forward what we're looking at doing, and hopefully that'll happen fairly soon. There's some really exciting things happening, which I will talk about soon, for Australian builders. I can't go into full details as yet, but we might be able to say something on the next podcast. So Australian, and especially Australian cigar box guitar builders, there might be some really cool stuff actually happening fairly soon. Keep your fingers crossed. But yeah, I think that's it, Daz. I think I'm happy with that, and it's nice to be back.
Yeah, you've been saying this for ages, and I've just been waiting here. I haven't even moved away from my desk.
He had cobwebs on him when I clicked on the messenger. Daz, are you there? Blow away the cobwebs.
Yeah. No, this has been good.
All right, mate.
Well, waiting for a while.
Yeah. Well, look, I have two.
Say yes, we're doing it.
And I think that's the only thing. We're just going to jump in. We're going to jump back in. And recording-wise, it might be a little bit disjointed and a bit messy until I can afford a mixer and stuff like that again and get that happening. Otherwise, it's just going to go up raw just the way it is. And I think we'll leave it there, mate. So do you want to play us out with a jingle or something?
What could I possibly play? I'm not a good player.
You can have a play.
Yeah, I've got to get everything on. I've got to get my fingers on.
Yeah, your fingers on there. Oh, yeah. So, which guitar have you got there? Is that the Elvis?
No.
Oh, Bernie. Nice one. Yeah. You going to sing?
Huh?
You going to sing?
No, I don't sing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'll play the start of something.
Excuse me.
Ready?
Go.
Where am I?
This is riveting. Remember, I can't cut this. I can't cut this because I don't have a. I can't cut this down with the silent bits because I don't have a mixer at the moment. It's just going up raw.
Well, you couldn't hear me play.
Nice. Go for it.
I just played it.
You played nothing. What do you got? Are you playing? I can't hear anything.
I'm playing.
We can't hear it. You have to play harder.
Oh, can you hear that?
Nothing. No. All right. That's what I'm talking about. No, can't hear anything. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Well, that was exciting.
Right.
You know what? The heart was there. The heart was there. And that's the most important thing.
Like, that was the best I've ever played that intro.
You know what I've got? I've got this ridiculous Hewlett Packard support assists thing that's come up on the screen, and it's absolute. I can't see anything. It's just Hewlett Packard. You suck. You absolutely suck. There you go. Closing that sucker down. All right. Well, I'll let you go, buddy. I'll probably give you a buzz tomorrow. And yeah, thanks. Thank you, people, for listening. I hope you've survived this long, and we'll be back with more utterly riveting information hopefully next week. What do you reckon, Des?
We're going to do a weekly show.
You want to do a weekly show? We can do a weekly show. One in, one out, try and get some interviews. Oh, that's what I was going to say, interviews.
You know.
So I want to speak to Mick Verco. I'm just going to barrel in and just do that. Excuse me. The other one is Bill Yaley in the States, who has just released an amplifier building book for cigar box guitar enthusiasts. Speaking of enthusiasts, I really want to talk to Del Puckett. I want to reach out and chat to Del as well, because he's just incredible. He's so inspirational. And I'm hoping in the very, very, very short future, actually be able to have a chat again with Ben Baker from CB Giddy Crafter Supplies. And hopefully, Shane Spiel, which would be absolutely brilliant. So there might be a bit of information coming through from those cats as well. So that's little hint about what might be coming up fairly soon. So, all right, all the best. Thanks for listening. And that's been Adam Harrison and
me, Grumpy.
And Darren from Grumpy Guitars. And you've been listening to the Cigar Box Guitar Builder. I think that's who we are, aren't we? That's us.
Cigar Box. I never claimed to be a Cigar Box Builder.
No, true. This is true. I think you've only ever built one, haven't you? All right, guys. Have a great one. And
guys.
See you next time.
Yeah.